It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Buddy Johnson and the band in a thing called Cool Kitty from March of 1956 gets us started on hour number two of Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You know, going back to the 1950s, Buddy Johnson and his orchestra, with his featured vocalist, who was his baby sister, Ella Johnson, were one of the most recorded, hardest working bands of the swing era, and they started in the late 1930s, and they mostly had a black following. White folks really weren't on to Buddy and Ella, but black folks all over the nation were. And they worked with the big band right up until about 1952 or 53. All the other big bands had sort of gone to the big bandstand in the sky because bebop was here, and then rock and roll was sweeping the country, and Buddy and Ella made the decision to try hook their wagon to the new music form. They were going to be rock and roll singers, or at least Ella was going to be a singer, and Buddy was still going to lead a little pared down combo. And they went into the studio for 3 or 4 years for the Mercury label. We're going to listen to a handful of sides featuring Ella in the new format, in the new rock and roll format. Here we go.
Well, it's true, but it's mighty sad. Yes, it's true, but it's mighty sad that we can't get along unless I go upside your head. me to go upside your head. That's why I gotta go upside your head. Because we can't get along unless I go upside your head. There just ain't no do right in you. I should have left you long ago. But the way your kisses sends me, I just can't let you go. That's why I gotta go upside your head. Because we can't get along unless I go upside your head. Tell me you had enough love to go around. That's why I gotta go upside your head. Because we can't get along unless I go upside your head.
I did.
daddy, your baby's been true. But he says, baby, how could you lie? I says, daddy, don't shout at me, daddy, your baby loves you. I did a little dancing, still he's in doubt. Thought I was out romancing, ought to give him something to shout about. But he says, baby, I'm going to leave. I say, daddy, don't shout at me, daddy. Shout about, but he says, baby, I'm going to leave. I say, daddy, you can shout at me, daddy, but don't leave me now. Oh. From the start, you were the sweetest man on earth, but when you found you had my heart, you started treating me the worst. So goodbye, baby, here I go. It's too late for you to stop me now. My mind is made up, don't you know? Secret prayer that you might change your evil ways, but you forgot that I was there, brought other women in my face. Evening by the depot, I tell the world you went too far. I caught you with that girl from Reno. You told that girl I was your mom. So goodbye, baby, here I go. It's too late for you to stop me now. My mind is made up, don't you know? I am no longer in your power.
All right, there's an earworm for you. I ought to play that track again, and you can record it. And then later on in the week, you can play it for yourself, and you can sing the background parts there. Well, that got in my ear. I'm going to be hearing that all week. That was Ella Johnson with her brother Buddy and their band, and the new rock and roll Buddy Johnson band. Let's see, we started December 1954, Gotta Go Upside Your Head. Then, from February 1955, "It's About to Break My Heart in Two." We listen to Ella sing "Don't Shout at Me, Daddy," from July of 1957. And that last one was called "Goodbye, Baby, Here I Go," from November of 1957. Ella Johnson, her brother Buddy, and the band on the Mercury label as they tried to conform to the new music, popular music at the time, rock and roll. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Wait a minute, Will. Wait a minute, there, Will. I want to talk to you. Will you wait just a minute? I just want to ask you one question. Where are you going, Will?
I'm on my way down to the park to play ball with the girls, and I don't have time to stand here and talk to you.
Well, wait a minute. I play ball too, Elwilla. Can I go?
No, Al, this is an all-girls game.
Oh, let me go and play with you, please. I tell you what, I can teach you how to play the game.
You know how to play ball?
I know how to play baseball, right.
Well, that's an idea, Al, because neither of us know how to play.
All right, so we go along together, okay?
But remember, You're the only fella in the game.
Very good, darling. I'm the only fella in the game.
I see a little road. I'm going down here, because I'm going to start with Al here. Hey, Al!
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
All right, baby.
Well, what y'all doing?
We're getting ready to go play some baseball.
Baseball?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. I like to play baseball, too, you know.
I know you can't play, Pete.
What do you mean I can't play?
You can't go alone. There's no one going alone but me and Elwell and the girl.
Oh, now why can't I play with y'all, Al?
Wait a minute. Pig's a nice fella. Let him go, too.
Yeah, why can't
you want him to go?
It's okay.
All right, she wants you to go.
Yeah.
But let's have it understood now. She wants you to go. I don't.
You don't want me.
No, I don't want you to go.
She wants me.
Right.
But you don't want me. All right. I didn't think you didn't want me. I know that.
I tell you what now. Let's get the thing straightened out. I will be the catcher and the umpire. Elwilla, you will be the pitcher. And Pig, you be the batter.
Oh, I'm the batter.
Right.
The batter.
We don't have to go no further. We can play the game right here.
I can play the game, boy. You know, I love to play baseball. And I know
we'll play the game right here.
And when I started playing baseball,
hey, what y'all doing? What y'all doing?
Wait a minute. Let me straighten this old man out right now.
Yeah.
Hey, the graveyard is two blocks down and turn you around.
What you say? What you doing?
We're gonna have a ball game. We're gonna play ball.
Hey, Pigman.
We're gonna have a ball game.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Can't you see the old guy deaf?
Deaf? Is he deaf?
See the thing in his hand?
Yeah.
That's his earphone.
Oh, yeah?
Stick that in his ear and talk through the end, then he can hear.
Oh, stick it in his ear. Stick it in the air. Stick it in the air. Stick it in the air.
Oh, what you say?
I wish I could tell you where to stick it at. I tell you. We're going to have a ball game.
Say what?
We're going to play ball.
Oh, you're going to a ball.
Oh, no, man. Go ahead, man.
Leave that old man alone, Pigman.
Come on, you all right, man?
Let's play ball now.
Turn the ball. Now, don't go out there.
Up. Ball one.
Ball one.
Ball one.
Ball one. Ball one.
Say what?
No, let me straighten
this. Go tell that old man.
Ball one. The ball one.
What is that?
Oh, no, I don't know how to worry this old man.
My goodness. I told you the old man is deaf.
Yeah?
Stick his earphone in his ear.
Oh, stick it in the air. I forgot. Stick it in the air. Stick it in the air. The man said, I got one ball.
What you say?
Oh, this old man gonna worry me to death. The man said I got one ball.
Oh, the man said you got one ball.
Yeah.
And too bad.
Oh, good.
I leave that old man alone, Pigmy.
No, don't worry.
Let's play ball now.
Hi, dog.
Ball two.
What is that?
Ball two.
Ball two.
Say what?
Oh, this old man worry me. Stick it in the air. Stick it in the air. The man said I got two balls.
Say what?
The man said I got two balls.
Oh, the man said you got two balls.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing using but that.
Leave that old man, Pig. Come on. Play ball.
Play ball. Play ball. Ah, doggone it.
Ball three. I never heard of that before.
Play ball. Play ball.
Don't worry about it.
We're ready here, baby.
Come on now, baby. Come on.
Fly ball, knocked up a fly.
Knocked up a fly.
Here, go tell that old man something.
What
are
you saying?
I knocked up a fly, huh?
Huh?
Stick it in the air.
What?
Stick it in the air.
What are you saying?
Stick it in the air. The man said I knocked up a fly.
Say what?
The man said I knocked up a fly.
Oh, you knocked up a fly?
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be done.
Oh, no, no, no.
You excite me, Daddy, Daddy, just to hear you talk. You excite me, Daddy, Daddy, just to hear you talk. My blood pressure rises whenever I see you walk.
Your lips stamp your feet, slice your eyes at the guys who you eat, it's fiesta in old Mexico. Clap the hand, do not stand like the gringo. Click the heel, make you feel like you single. Toss the head, jump in there like Domingo. It's fiesta in old Mexico. Then you fill up the glass with the wine, oh. On some all as so dealer, you will dine, oh. But dessert, still the fish you design, oh. They do this in Ojo, Mexico. Then you go for a walk beneath the moon, on a tropical night neath a juna. And you do what we call the big spooner. It's fiesta in old Mexico. Ow, ow, ow. Thank you. dress with the wino. Ow! So Marley, so dealers, you will dino. But dessert, you look, you still feel vino. They do this in Ojo, Mexico. Then you say adios to your lover. Promise you'll always think of her. This Javal by the stars up above her. It's fiesta, it's fiesta, it's fiesta in old Mexico.
Camille Howard, who was married to Roy Milton and played piano in his band, made some recordings under her own name, and those were a pair of them right there. First, Excite Me Daddy, from March, I think, of 1953, and from that same session, Fiesta in Old Mexico, Camille Howard on piano and vocal. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and this is generally where we change over to pre-war recordings. But this week, we've got an extended Ethel Waters session. You know, we've been listening to all of the recordings by Ethel Waters, chronological order, taking a complete recording session each week. This is session number 58. Session took place August 15th of 1939. It's recorded for the Bluebird label in New York City. Eddie Mallory and his orchestra were accompanying. Among the well-known jazz players in the group this session were Tyree Glenn on trombone, Benny Carter was there in alto, Danny Barker on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, all veterans of the Cab Calloway band. There are six sides here. We have Bread and Gravy, Down in My Soul, Georgia on My Mind, Stop Worrying Myself Over You, Old Man Harlem, and a piece called Push Out. Six sides by Ethel Waters, a single session. Let's give it a spin.
Of bread and gravy, beans and bacon, lots of beans and bacon. No more fretting, since I'm getting lots of bread and gravy all the time. Peace and quiet, lots of peace and quiet, friends and money. Lots of friends and money. No more rambling through with scrambling. Keep up with the Joneses all the time. Got no reason to be swell, and my clothes all fit me well, and I wear a nice ring. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy, good night kisses, and my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy, good night kisses, my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now.
But my Lord will know. Just like a bubble, my happiness soon is a-bustin'. Nothing that's good ever comes to me just for a day. And I'm so in trouble and life has done got so disgusting. That if I could, I'd lay down and sleep right on away. Down in my soul, there's heavy sorrow. Down in my heart, I'm troubled so. Now listen to me, gypsy, fortune-telling gypsy. Let me tell my woes to you. I know you'll hear my pleading as my heart's bleeding, bleeding 'cause I feel so blue. Oh, won't you tell me, gypsy, tell me what I ought to do. 'Cause I'm wondering what will be tomorrow. Nobody but my Lord will know. Now love hurts like a dagger every time it turns on you. Yes, that's what love will do. Love hurts like a dagger, pierces through and through when it pierces you. It's love got me worried, love got me feeling so blue. That's why I'm wondering what we'll be tomorrow. Nobody but my Lord will know. Lord, I wish I could stop all this sorrow and trouble from troubling me, troubling me, troubling me, troubling me.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, 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 no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. When we first met, I thought that you were the one to make me happy. The one to lighten the burden of life that's all around me. Now I can clearly see you made a fool of me. So I'll just go on my way, praying each day that I'll forget it by constantly saying I'm gonna stop myself from worrying over you. 'Cause I'm tired of thinking and wondering what to do. I keep hanging around hoping that I'll have a chance to bring you happiness along with love and romance. But my hopes are in vain and there's nothing to gain except misery, tears, and bitter pain. I'm gonna stop my heart from beating so rapidly. This time my mind is made up, oh, quite definitely. And since my love's not good enough, I know the next best thing to do is to stop myself from worrying over you. I'm gonna stop myself from worrying over you. 'Cause I'm tired of thinking and wondering what next you'll do. I keep hanging around hoping that I'll have a chance to bring you happiness along with love and romance. But my hopes are in vain, nothing to gain except misery, tears, and bitter pain. I'm gonna stop my heart from beating so rapidly. Oh yes, my mind's been made up quite definitely. And since my love's not good enough, I know the next best thing to do is to stop myself from worrying over you. Always finds me dancing when the day breaks. But that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and keeps you skimping, makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headache, but that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on.
And then you push out, and then you push out. Every chicken child is simply going wild about the push out, about the push out. Keep your mind on what you're doing, please. Forget the Boogie Lindy and the Shag. Rest your body, set your soul at ease when you do this new slow drag. Push out in front, push out behind, any way you want, so you take your time. You see, the chicks don't like it when you take it fast, so take it slow so it can last. All the cats uptown, they all got gauge, sent the push out downtown to the old phase. Now from Park Avenue over to Riverside Drive, hi-hats now is really colonist jive. Rush out, you ease out, even squeeze out, you crawl out, fall out,
Tear out. Beat out. Knocked out. Out.
And the record ran out. There's Ethel Waters' complete session, six sides. And it could have been more painful. There were actually some pretty good tunes. This is August 15th of 1939. She's in the studio with Eddie Mallory and his orchestra. For the Bluebird label in New York City, we had Bread and Gravy, Down in My Soul, Georgia on My Mind, Stop Worrying Myself Over You, Old Man Harlem, and Big Dance Craze that nobody ever heard of, Push Out. Ethel Waters with a complete session. The good news is there are only two more sessions left in this series. So next week and the week after, and we'll say goodbye to Ethel for a while. Hey, there's just time enough for our vintage gospel set. And we'll start it this week with the Bessemer Sunset Four.
Don't you want that stone that was hewed out the mountain? Don't you want that stone that came rolling through Babylon? Don't you want that stone that was hewed out the mountain?
My Lord,
stand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord. You're going to need that stone that was hewed out the mountain. Gonna need that stone that came rolling through Babylon. Gonna need that stone that was you got the mountain,
my Lord.
Hand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord. You better get that stone that was you got the mountain. Better get that stone. Came rolling through Babylon. Better get that stone that was you got the mountain,
my Lord.
Hand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord. It's a mighty good stone that was hewed out the mountain. It's a mighty good stone came rolling through Babylon. It's a mighty good stone that was hewed out the mountain.
My Lord,
stand on the kingdom of the world, my Lord. My mother had the stone that was hewed out the mountain. My mother had the stone came rolling through Babylon. My mother had the stone that was hewed out the mountain.
My Lord,
stand on the kingdom of the world, my Lord. Don't you want that stone that was hewed out the mountain? Don't you want that stone that came rolling through Babylon? Don't you want that stone that was hewed out the mountain?
My Lord,
stand on the kingdom of the world, my Lord. Now Daniel saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain. Now Daniel saw the stone that came rolling through Babylon. Now Daniel saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain.
My Lord,
hand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord. These people saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain. These people saw the stone that came rolling through Babylon. These people saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain.
My Lord,
stand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord. Jesus Christ was the stone that was hewed out the mountain. Jesus Christ was the stone that came rolling through Babylon. Jesus Christ was the stone that was hewed out the mountain.
My Lord,
stand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord.
Don't you want that stone that was
hewed out the mountain? Don't you want that stone that came rolling through Babylon? Don't you want that stone that was hewed out the mountain?
My Lord,
stand down the kingdom of the world, my Lord.
By and by,
when the morning comes,
well, all I think of God,
Jill and home,
they will tell a story how we overcome,
how we
understand that better by and by.
Now I'm going to talk this morning, 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, and the 19th verse.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are here. Subject, God will protect his own. When they're the Senegal, we're down to Jerusalem in battle, down the wall of Jerusalem, taking God's people, Kevin Bottom, down the land of battle. Jeremy Jack, Abednego and Daniel were placed down there among the wise men. While being down there at a time, broke on down a sea when the king passed the law down there. Every man that don't bow down when the music plays, won't put him in the fire with friends that can see. Old man said of his sack, and Abednego, they wouldn't bow down. The men arrested those men that came down before the king and said to him, King. Then you said the man that don't bow down, he want to put him in the fire with friends. The king said, yes, I pass that decree. I can't go back on my word because I see him when I take care of the shack and Abednego and carry him on down to the fire with friends and bound them yet to the hats on the head. And I see them when I cast those boys down in the fire with friends and see him when I walked around the five tall psalms of David, 104 psalms, the four blessed. Bless my soul, oh my God, is close in the matter treading on the wings of the wind. Make as many as flame the fire and see when God's son come down and walk round the fire with furnace. When it cooled down, the fire with furnace. Next morning, I see when the men went down there and found those boys down there, the fire with furnace. Well, they king, didn't we cast in three? But the king said, yes, we cast in three. But the whole I see four walking round the fire with furnace. Four one look like the son of God made him. I think they say, I seen Teddy Sack come better to go. Come walking around the man, looked around, seen God's son. When they take him out of fire, why? Because God will protect his own at his time. Moved on down, I seen one day. When they take him from the down and slave Daniel down here to the lounge dinner. While it was down the lounge, and I can see Daniel sit down in the lounge dinner. While being down, I seen God will protect his own when they come down. We're going to Daniel. Where God said, King, I want you to live forever. Good God from down here begin to sing, Jesus, getting us ready for that great day, Lord. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Well, Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Well, who shall be able to say?
Well, out on the depths of my soul I cry, Jesus, draw. To my earnest feeding, Lord.
by my side.
There's a group I just can't get enough of. It's the Flying Clouds out of Detroit. I think altogether they did like 32 recorded sides. I've got a CD with 27 sides listed. Sure wish I could find everything else. That was Out of the Depths from the year 1947. It rounds out our vintage gospel set. We started with the Bessemer Sunset 4 on the Vocalion label, March 1930, Don't You Want That Stone. We heard a sermon from the Reverend M.L. Gibson, God Will Protect His Own, from April of 1928, and then the Flying Clouds out of Detroit. Tell you what, we've got time for one more. Let's grab another one that should take us on up to station ID.
Good evening, everyone. This is Howard Morrison speaking and inviting you to keep tuned to CKLW as we present the Flying Cloud Quartet. This talented group is featured each Monday evening at this time, offering for your listening pleasure a selected group of Negro spirituals, some of which were written years ago but are still dear and fresh in the minds of those who have learned their meaning and whose hearts have been gladdened by their joyous implication. And now, friends, just relax and enjoy a brief visit with the Flying Cloud Quartet. We're very happy this evening to acknowledge the presence of Mr. Julius Demps in the studio, who has mastered ceremonies on our regular Sunday morning program. This is Mr. Demps' first visit, and he seems to be enjoying it a great deal. And now to get underway with the musical portion of this evening's program, we open with a request selection entitled, In the Garden.
I come to the garden of love.
Mm-hmm. The bird flies there.